Chapter 10. Shechaniah encourages reform. Now while Ezra prayed and made confession, weeping and casting himself down before the house of God, there was gathered together to him out of Israel a very great assembly of men and women and children, for the people wept very bitterly. Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, answered Ezra, "We have trespassed against our God, and have married foreign women of the peoples of the land. Yet now there is hope for Israel concerning this thing. Now therefore, let us make a covenant with our God to put away all the wives, and such as are born of them, according to the counsel of my Lord, and of those who tremble at the commandment of our God. Let it be done according to the law. Arise, for the matter belongs to you, and we are with you. Be courageous and do it." Then Ezra arose and made the chiefs of the priests, the Levites, and all Israel to swear that they would do according to this word. So they swore. The People's Confession of Sin. Then Ezra rose up from before the house of God and went into the room of Jehohanan, the son of Eliashib. And when he came there, he ate no bread nor drank water, for he mourned because of the trespass of them of the captivity. They made proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem to all the children of the captivity that they should gather themselves together to Jerusalem, and that whoever didn't come within 3 days, according to the counsel of the princes and the elders, all his substance should be forfeited, and himself separated from the assembly of the captivity. Then all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered themselves together to Jerusalem within the 3 days. It was the 9th month, on the 20th day of the month, and all the people sat in the broad place before the house of God, trembling because of this matter and for the great rain. Ezra the priest stood up and said to them, "You have trespassed and have married foreign women to increase the guilt of Israel. Now therefore, make confession to Yahweh, the God of your fathers, and do his pleasure, and separate yourselves from the peoples of the land and from the foreign women." Then all the assembly answered with a loud voice, "As you have said concerning us, so must we do. But the people are many, and it is a time of much rain, and we are not able to stand outside. Neither is this a work of 1 day or two, for we have greatly transgressed in this matter. Let now our princes be appointed for all the assembly, and let all those who are in our cities, who have married foreign women, come at appointed times, and with them the elders of every city, and its judges, until the fierce wrath of our God be turned from us, until this matter is resolved." Only Jonathan, the son of Asahel, and Jaziah, the son of Tikva, stood up against this, and Meshulam and Shabbatai the Levite helped them. The children of the captivity did so. Ezra the priest, with certain heads of fathers' houses, after their fathers' houses, and all of them by their names, were set apart, and they sat down in the 1st day of the 10th month to examine the matter. They made an end with all the men who had married foreign women by the 1st day of the 1st month. Those guilty of intermarriage. Among the sons of the priests there were found who had married foreign women, namely, of the sons of Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and his brothers, Maaseiah, and Eliezer, and Jarib, and Gedaliah. They gave their hand that they would put away their wives, and, being guilty, they offered a ram of the flock for their guilt. Of the sons of Immer, Hanani, and Zebadiah. of the sons of Harim, Maaseiah, and Elijah, and Shemaiah, and Jehiel, and Uzziah. Of the sons of Pashur, Elioenai, Maaseiah, Ishmael, Nethanel, Jozabad, and Elisha. Of the Levites, Jozabad, and Shimei, and Kaleah. The same is Kalida, Pethahiah, Judah, and Eliezer. Of the singers, Eliashib. Of the porters, Shalom, and Telem, and Uri. Of Israel, of the sons of Parosh, Ramiah, and Isaiah, and Malchijah, and Mijamin, and Eliezer, and Malchijah, and Benaiah. Of the sons of Elam, Mattaniah, Zechariah, and Jehiel, and Abdi, and Jeremoth, and Elijah. Of the sons of Zattu, Elioenai, Eliashib, Mattaniah, and Jeremoth, and Zabad, and Aziza. Of the sons of Bebai, Jehohanan, Hananiah, Zabai, Athlai. Of the sons of Benai, Meshulam, Maluk, and Adiah, Jashub, and Sheol, Jeremoth. Of the sons of Pahath-Moab, Adna, and Kelel, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mattaniah, Bezalel, and Binui, and Manasseh. Of the sons of Harim, Eliezer, Ishijah, Malchijah, Shemaiah, Shimeon, Benjamin, Maluk, Shemariah. Of the sons of Hashem, Mattaniah, Mattata, Zabad, Eliphelet, Jeremiah, Manasseh, Shimei. Of the sons of Benai, Maadai, Amram, and Uel, Benaiah, Bediah, Kelahai, Vaniah, Meremoth, Eliashib, Mattaniah, Mattaniah, and Jeasu, and Benai, and Binui, Shimei, and Shelemiah, and Nathan, and Adiah, Magnatabai, Sheshai, Sharai, Azarel, and Shelemiah, Shemariah, Shalom, Amariah, Joseph. Of the sons of Nebo, Jeiel, Mattathiah, Zabad, Zabina, Iddo, and Joel, Benaiah. All these had taken foreign wives, and some of them had wives by whom they had children.